Never trust a person who blanks. 317-239-1009 or Joe and Alex Show on our Twitter. I just thought of one for Alex, actually, it applies to, because you love chicken nuggets, and I do too. I could put away a 20-piece like nobody's business. But the fact that Alex only dips her chicken nuggets in ketchup and not like hot mustard or sweet and sour or barbecue, that's disturbing.
Yeah. I know, but I mean, it is that, what it is.
That is very, very disturbing that you like them.
I didn't choose the Nug Life. The Nug Life chose me, Indy. Caitlin says, never trust someone who doesn't put their cart back when grocery shopping. Obviously, they're inconsiderate. That's a good one.
Yeah, what an a-hole.
Yeah, they suck. Jake says, never trust someone who puts milk before their cereal. Well, how about this for a brain
fart? How do you do that? That's weird.
Listen to this one. I don't even put milk in my cereal. I eat it dry with a spoon.
Get out.
You know what? I never trust people that smell like cologne.
Oh, that's the best.
Then you don't trust half our sales
staff.
Yeah,
or somebody smells like Axe body spray. I'm like, ugh, this person's sleazy.
But do you want them to stink, though? Like, there's got to... You mean, like,
like, when somebody walks into the room and they smell like cologne or Axe body spray, it's like, I don't trust them. I also don't trust anyone that says, my friend. You are not my friend.
No.
I think it's a cultural thing, right? My friend. Come here, my friend.
What is that?
You've never heard that before?
No.
My friend. No, come here, my friend.
I've never had someone say that.
No one's ever called you my friend?
No. But I will say this about the cologne. It is so underrated. I mean, guys that think like, ah, it's all right. You know, deodorant's fine. I don't really need to go spend money on cologne. That is the number one thing I notice the first time I meet a guy. And if I am attracted to your cologne, it just makes you like 15% even more attractive to me.
So how?
That is so hot. And when a girl wants to borrow your hoodie or something or a t-shirt she spends the night and it smells good, like a certain kind of cologne, I am all about it.
317-239-1009. Heather is on the Joe and Alex Show. And you've got something. Never trust a person who blank.
Okay, you guys got to hear this story. So my boyfriend that I was dating for a year and a half apparently lied to me about having pancreatic cancer and dying.
What?
Yes. I work at a hospice agency, and he used that against me and told everybody, because he traveled, so he told everybody when I went with him that I was his traveling nurse. Not even a nurse. I just worked there. That I was his traveling nurse, and that he was on hospice and had pancreatic cancer and was dying. Come to find out, he had a wife of 15 years plus another girl along with me.
Oh, my gosh.
Dang, yes. Heather.
That is kind of like, that one takes the cake right there. Wow, what a POS.
No kidding. Yes. So yes. You're saying never trust a person with cancer? What are you saying?
Yes. Always, please make sure you always check that out, because I totally bought it. I mean, I had the wristband and everything. I was totally supporting it. But if somebody says that they're sick with cancer, always check it out. Make sure that they really do have it before you involve your life in
that. Wow.
I mean, she's not wrong. Do you guys remember a couple months ago that woman that called us and said, what? What did she have? Ovarian cancer or something?
But she didn't have it.
She said she's been lying for 7 years. Her workplace thinks that she has it. She has like, she shaves her head all the time. She writes fake chemo appointments on her calendar. If you ever miss one of these like shows of ours, by the way, you can find all of our podcasts of past shows, radionowindy.com, or type in the Joe and Alex Show on your podcast app on your iPhone. You'll find it.
Heather, thank you so much. That's a crazy story this morning. 317-239-1009. Joe and Alex Show, who is this?
Hi. I'm not going to say my name.
Okay, well, hey, make sure you turn your radio down real quick and take us off speakerphone or whatever you got going on right there. It's hard to hear you, but what is your thing? Never trust a person who blank.
Never trust a person who lies. Basic thing. Never. Never trust a person who lies.
Okay.
Well, I would say that's pretty obvious.
I would say it's good. What did the person lie to you about? Like, what was the big thing they lied? Because it sounds like it's personal.
Yeah, for me, it's like every single time I usually have somebody who was like, I have a friend of mine. I forgive her now, but she literally lied to me about being my friend. She literally, like, it felt bad because she told everybody else, people who were like, really good friends of mine, and I really didn't think that was a good friend at all.
Yeah, I mean, seventh grade is hard.
It is a tough time for sure, man. Like, people do that kind of crap to you. Hey, thank you so much for calling in this morning.